musical partner has taken Grit, which was the last album, and turned it into a hugely popular symphonic piece, and it's being performed over in Scotland this summer. And if you want to, if you happen to be traveling in that area and you want to go hear it, well, you can go to Martin Bennett's website, which is still up and still functional, and there's a link there to get tickets. Prior to that was Niall and Killin Vallely with Once in a Blue Moose, and a couple of other tunes there. Over the Moor to Maggie was the other reel. And I have been promised a brand new album of from the Vallely brothers, and so as soon as we receive that in our hot little hands, we'll get it to you. And I think that just about covers everything. All right, it is 9:01. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to be going out of here, since this was such an interesting edition of Celtic Dawn. We're usually a little bit more professional than this, but that's what happens when you have difficulties on early Sunday morning, like at about 2:00 in the morning. So we're going to ask John McCusker to take us out and segue us into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. Thank you.
By time.
Good morning. It's 9:22. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Ginger Ibex with Toxic from their album Firefly. And that are going to be just one of the bands performing at the Arlington Porch Fest this Saturday, June 11th. If by any chance we have rain, the rain date is June the 12th from 1 to 5 p.m. And where is this happening? On East Arlington Porches. Yes, just over the line from Somerville. And it's all completely free. You can download the band info and a Porch Fest map at ArlingtonPorchFest, all one word, .org. It should be an absolutely spectacular time. Before that, we heard a couple of other local bands. The first one was Dream Child with Catherine's Haunts from the album produced last year, The Fiery Cabaret. And they are just finishing up a great video to that song, which is, of course, an homage to Charlotte Bronte's fine novel. You can subscribe to Dream Child's mailing list there. Just Google Dream Child. And the other thing that we would also like to recommend to you is if on Facebook you follow Cheryl Siren, every Friday she has an homage to the pre-Raphaelites with her wombats in cunningly contrived tableaus is definitely the way to do this. But I must confess that if I forget to check on Friday, I always go back on Saturday to see if John William Waterbug or someone else has been recognized in the Wombat universe. And prior to that was Grand Fatilla with Five of Swords from their fine album Global Shuffle. They played a great gig at the Lily Pad not this past Friday, but the Friday before last. So, good times. I must admit, I love this area. It is an absolute hotbed of fine local music, and there are various venues and regular house concerts that go on. So by all means, do check out the scene if you are new to the area. Now we're going to head across the pond. This is from Yorkston, Thorn, and Conn, and it's from their fine album, Everything Sacred. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolises you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Good morning. That was Yorkston Thorn Con with Knock and Taunts from their fine album, Everything is Sacred. And it's a great story of how this band got together. James Yorkston is a Scotsman who's played around extensively, and he met Suhail Khan when they were both playing a festival in Edinburgh in 2011. And then later on that year, he got a gig playing for Dewar's Whiskey, and they actually flew Khan there. And the organizers were very enthusiastic about ideas in music. Without rehearsal once more, we played a set of songs. We loved it, of course, even though we were still finding our way around one another musically. After the concert itself, we got invited to play at the after-show party, and there Suhail and I jammed together nonstop, playing every song I'd ever learned and a fair few I'd never attempted. There's footage of us chatting afterwards somewhere on YouTube. We look exhausted, spent, but then it was 4 a.m. and we'd been playing solidly since midnight. And how they got the band together was at the end of the year, Suhail and James decided to gig together, and they asked John Thorne and Lisa O'Neill to join us. John had been playing double bass with me since 2009, and I was well aware of his skills as an improviser, and Lisa is an Irish singer who I hold in great regard. So that's the story, and I definitely recommend you check this album out. It is on a Domino Recording, just came out this year, Everything Sacred, including a great Sufi song. Well, we're kind of back to business as usual here. We actually managed to get in our PSAs. And our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. June the 6th, the beautiful and all-curing rose now beginning to bloom. Gerard's Herbal of 1633 notes, "The rose doth deserve the chief and prime place among all flowers whatsoever, being not only esteemed for his beauty, virtues, and his fragrant and odoriferous smell, but also because it is the honor and ornament of our English scepter, as by the conjunction appearing in the uniting of those two most royal houses of Lancaster and York." William Turner's Herbal of 1568 concentrates a wee bit more on the rose. It said the juice ought to be pressed out of tender roses after that which is named the nail be cut away, for that part which is white in the leaf. The rest should be pressed and bruised in a mortar, and so should it be laid up for eye medicines. It is good for the headache, the ache of the eyes, of the ears, of the gums, of the fundament, of the right gut, and of the mother. June the 7th, lamb is now in high season. June the 8th, observe the moon and the weather. Well, we are in a period of the new moon, and so if you garden by the moon, this is a great time to set out new seeds, especially for the tender plants, because the frosts are now well over. If on the 8th of June it rain, that foretells a wet harvest, men sayin. Markham's The English Husbandman of 1635 notes, if when you see the new moon appear, you perceive that some part of her horns are obscured, or if she be black or discolored in her midst, if she hang much to the west, if she be compassed about either with thick or waterish transparent vapors, or if she look more than ordinarily pale, all these are infallible signs of rain. And if it beginneth to rain small and mist-like on the fourth or fifth day of the moon's age, the rain will continue all that quarter of the moon following. June the 9th. St. Columba's Day, the luckiest day of the year in Highland Scotland, especially when it falls on a Thursday. And yes, this is Columkia's day. The Carmina Gadelica notes, day of Columkia the beloved, day to put the loom to use, day to put sheep to pasture, day to put coracle on the sea, day to bear, day to die, day to make prayer efficacious, day of my beloved, the Thursday. St. Columba's herb is the St. John's wort. If found accidentally and kept beneath the armpit where the saint is said to have worn it, this will ward off all kinds of evil. Say this charm when you pick it. Armpit package of Columba the kindly, unsought by me, unlooked for. I shall not be carried away in my sleep, neither shall I be pierced with iron. Better the reward of its virtues than a herd of white cattle. And once again, that's also from the Carmina Gadelica. Of course, those of you who are herbalists know that St. John's wort is abundant at this time of year and really comes into full flower on the summer solstice, which really you should pick it that day early in the morning with the dew still on it and dry it for efficaciousness. June the 10th, to be rid of undergrowth, cut it in June, but be careful how you deal with knives and other sharp tools. Never cross two knives or lay a knife and fork crosswise, lest crosses or troubles follow. If you give a knife, a pair of scissors, or any sharp-edged instrument as a present, the recipient must buy it from you with a small coin or a pin. Otherwise, the gift will sever the friendship between giver and receiver. June the 11th, as we mentioned already, it is the East Arlington Porch Fest. If you are around the greater Somerville, Arlington area, check it out. Just go to arlingtonporchfest.org. June the 11th is also St. Barnabas's Day. Make Barnaby garlands. Barnaby bright, light all day and light all night. And yes, St. Barnabas is invoked as a peacemaker and for the amicable settling of disputes. And the priest, 1752 old style calendar, his feast fell 11 days later, and thus coincided with the summer solstice, hence the rhyme. On this day, it was customary to deck churches and houses with Barnaby garlands of roses and sweet woodruff. Gerard's Herbal of 1633 notes, "The flowers of woodruff are of a white color and a very sweet smell, as is the rest of the herb, which being made up into garlands or bundles and hanged up in houses in the heat of summer, doth very well attemper the air, cool, and make fresh the place to the delight and comfort of such as are therein." And June the 12th, which is a Sunday, the greatest of summer horse fairs at Appleby in Westmoreland is held during this week. It is 9:50. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We have time for a couple more tunes for you before we're going out of here. This one is from Emerald Rose.
For the love of the mother, sing with the voice of the rising moon. Come to the dance we do for the old ones, dance into space and time apart. Send out the call to those who will hear it, arise all you of a pagan heart. We will go to the rhythm of the pounding night, so we flow from darkness into dance. We step in a circle, dance to the earth and your soul attune. Come with the sing for the love of the mother, sing with the voice of the rising moon. Come to the dance we do for the old ones, dance into space and time apart. Send out the call to those who will hear it, arise all you of a pagan heart. We will go to the rhythm of the pound into light. We may dream from awakening into trance, so it seems, as we all come to the dance.
and you stole a tune. Come with a sing for the love of the mother, sing with the voice of the rising moon. Come to the dance, be true for the old mustache and a space and carve a part. Send up a call to those who will hear it, rise on you the pagan heart. Well, well, go to the rhythm of the pounding knife. So we flow from darkness into light. We may dream from awakening into trance. So it seems when we all come to the dance.
Come to the dance. Come to the dance. Come to the dance. Come to the dance.
It's 9:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Emerald Rose with Come to the Dance from Archives of Ages to Come. We're going out of here with Damn the Bard's Wicker Man.
John Barleycorn, dead.